So I'm reading this lovely children's book with my mom. My mom is the whole way around the world. I'm in Melbourne, Australia. My mom's in Pennsylvania. We're heading into summer. She's heading into winter. And I decided to read what seems to be a children's book with her. Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. It's by Mac Bennett, I believe. How lovely is this? So this morning I woke up to 35 messages and texts. That's a pretty typical morning for me. And I reply. Some are good, some are bad, some are indifferent. The good ones I absolutely love. I really do. I mean, hearing about your play, your success, answering a question real quick, makes my day. The indifferent ones, hey, 20, you might enjoy this video. Yeah, okay. Yeah, if I got time, I'll give it a peek. Yeah, some stuff. Some people send me stuff. I look at it pretty quick. Other people send me stuff. It takes me a little while because if it's just entertainment, it's just entertainment. I'll get to it. I love that you sent it to me. And then there's trouble. I almost always ask. Well, first of all, I always imagine, you know, smiles, happiness, putting it behind you. Literally. Instead of resurrecting it. Do you always have a problem continue for any length of time, even a few moments? Well, to have an upset continue for any length of time, even just for a few moments, you have to keep giving it life, giving it life, giving it life, giving it life. Stop it. But I'm going to tell you my favorite one this morning, my mom's. I just love my mom's. She's just lovely. And so yesterday I sent her page one of Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. Oh my God, it's lovely. You got to check it out. I think my buddy Grant Monk turned me on to that. He's in Remarkable. And he's a remarkable fella, him and his lady. But Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. And it's about Sam and Dave and their dog digging a hole. And it's a great little story. It's actually how most people seem to manifest. I love it. I really do. And I love sharing it with my mom. See, years ago, I imagined up problems with my mom, and I never called her. And if she called, I usually didn't answer. Because I was imagining problems, conflict. Then, of course, I was blaming her. Who else would I blame? There's only two people in the room. Meanwhile, I decided one day, I'm not going to die without having a relationship with my mom that's lovely. So I just started imagining little chats with her that were adorable, that were lovely. I started imagining when she rang, I was eager to pick up. And when she didn't, I'd miss her. I started imagining. These are my imaginalics, by the way. How do you imagine being in a great relationship with someone? Oh, it's my mom. But, fudge, it's her again. See, your reactions are your seed times. And you're reacting all the time to imaginal stuff, good, bad, and different. So I started imagining my mom reaching out and me eager to hear from her. I started imagining my mom not reaching out and me missing her. Didn't take long. So at one point, either I reach out to her or she reaches out to me, I forget which, and she tells me something. She says, I'm going to repair the sink or buy a computer. That's I'm the computer guy. So I say, right, yo, what are you going to get if you get a computer? And she said a Chromebook because they're not expensive. And I said, fix the sink. These are the three words I told my mom, fix the sink. And I'll buy you an iPad. If I buy you an iPad, will you pay for the cable internet thing? It'll run you maybe $30-$50 a month. She goes, I'll do that. I said, all right, you do that. I'll get you an iPad. And my mom and I, we chat back and forth. We do the FaceTime thing, you know, it's sort of like Zoom. You can see each other's faces. That's why they call it FaceTime, I guess. I'm reading this little book with her. We send all kind of cool little love notes back and forth. I've got a relationship with my mom. And there's two reasons why. Number one, I stopped imagining shit about her. Manifesting Mastery Course Week 1. That course keeps giving to me, and I made it up over 10 years ago. Takes about 10 minutes a day. My friend William's having a blast with it. He's a smart feller. Good guy. Just had a chat with him about that. Anyway, so I adopted two things when it came to my mom. I surrendered to something sweet. And I used my attitude of Abdullah. So if you're getting gold from today's podcast, I've got three suggestions. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, that's the foundation that changes everything. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. The second one, the attitude of Abdullah. The third, the secret of surrender. Because attitude is needed to activate all of you, just plain and simple. You got to have some attitude. Neville had it, Ab had it, I have it. You feel like you need more? Get the attitude of Abdullah. And the secret of surrender? Seems like it's the opposite of that, doesn't it? But you need the attitude to be able to surrender. Both those packs are available at Neville Goddard's store. If you're getting gold from the podcast, if you want to invest in you while supporting the project, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go get those goodies, peek around a bit, have a lovely day. Reach out anytime. My email address is there as well. And remember, you are God having the adventure of a lifetime. Imagine up something lovely right now as we go into the silence. Sam and Dave Dig a Hole. Can you imagine my excitement sharing one page a day with my mom? It's not a big book. I don't know, last us a couple weeks at one page a day. But imagine, can you feel my joy? This is the joy I have everywhere in my life, and I invite you to that joy. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you have been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.